Joining us for a weekly chat is Justice Minister and Solicitor General for Alberta, Mr. Doug Schweitzer. And always, Minister, we thank you for taking the time.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on again.
All right. So actually, this one, now that we mentioned that this is going to be a weekly thing, one person who did not want to say where their name or where their live was asked, saying, "Hi, Minister. One question I have is that sometimes there are situations where I'm not sure if I should call the police because maybe it's not a big enough situation and their resources are tied up." I guess the big thing is that what would you say to somebody who may have that kind of, you know, mentality and thinking that police resources are stretched, then should I make a call on a situation?
Well, I mean, making a phone call never hurts. Like, if you're worried or if you feel unsafe, I mean, you can make that phone call. The person that reaches out to you and connects with you on the other side of the line can work with you to determine whether or not it makes sense to dispatch the officers on the ground to come to your situation. They can also work to prioritize it. Is this an emergency that requires somebody right now, or is this something that can be followed up on? So I wouldn't hesitate to reach out. Use common sense of it. If you're not feeling safe and you think you want to talk to law enforcement, do so. They can then work with you to prioritize it.
Awesome. All right, and we know yesterday, obviously a big one, especially in connection with rural crime. I've seen it in my time in Ontario too, and that is the theft of scrap metals, and Bill 25 is going to address that. And in talking about that, going around in your town halls, you did a lot of town halls around the province. Was this something that you had thought about before you went on your town halls, or is this something that you entirely learned from hearing from rural residents on some of their crime issues?
We learned about this completely from residents in the town halls in Alberta. Like, initially, my department didn't like this idea. They didn't think that we should be pushing back on, you know, how scrap metal and catalytic converters are sold at scrap yards. But when you went out and talked to people, this is one of their big concerns. And there was just a police bus of somebody that had hundreds of these converters that are being sold at scrap yards. So obviously, these stolen goods are being monetized for cash. There's a reason why people are stealing copper wire, they're raiding the yards for oil and gas companies. They're doing this because they can sell the goods at a scrapyard. So we have to find a better way to regulate them. That's what this act does that we brought in. It regulates scrapyards. It puts an obligation on them not to use cash, so that way you can't do a cash transaction. It has to be a traceable currency like a check or a direct transfer into a bank account. So we simply can't have this under the table kind of quasi-black market that's out there. And that's not to say all scrap metal dealers are like that, but there is just enough of a market for stolen property that we have to crack down on.
And in saying that too, I know, like talking about electricians and things like that, like sometimes I know in Ontario where I used to live, one particular electrician would love to leave his scrap wires out in the yard, and obviously those kind of things could be a target sometimes. So I guess that'd be fair advice to those people who sometimes leave those scrap metals that they know they won't use outside, and maybe, you know, a legitimate business trying to recycle them for money, which you can do for copper. I guess a good advice would be put that inside.
Yeah, well, put it inside, but also if you have a legitimate reason to take it to a scrapyard, you'll get paid for it. It's just a regular process to do that, and that's what we're trying to set up here.
Okay, and all right, let's talk about Motion 20, which was recently passed. And I know one of the big things is the appointment of a chief firearms officer. And just out of curiosity, do you have some candidates in mind, and when do you hope to make an announcement on that?
Well, we actually made an announcement this week. We started the formal process to bring a chief firearms office here to the province of Alberta. I sent a letter to the federal minister of public safety notifying the federal government that we're taking this responsibility on, because we've heard loud and clear we want more Alberta, less Ottawa in our system. We don't want downtown Toronto politicians telling us what to do. So this is more of our, you know, listening to Albertans and responding to their needs. So we're doing that now. So this is, it will now involve a negotiation to remove the federal office from Alberta. So that'll take us a little bit of time. We're hoping to have this office up and running in 2021.
Okay, and in saying that, though, how would a provincial chief firearms officer differ from what's going on with the current federal program? And also other parts of the motion that I find interesting is mentioning the point that there's many smuggled illegal weapons that are being used by people without a license and things like that. Also, basically, pointing at the policy now, obviously I know a lot of people have expressed frustration with Ottawa's policy, but from the provincial perspective, is there really anything that could be done other than trying to negotiate an answer for this? Is there anything that the province can do to say this is unconstitutional or you're overstepping? Like, what could be done there?
Well, I mean, on the constitutional issue, you know, Ralph Klein in the 90s litigated this quite a bit, and this does fall with the Firearms Act falls within federal jurisdiction. That being said, the There are numerous citizens, individuals that are bringing forward legal challenges across Canada. We're looking at those right now to see if we can support some of those initiatives to challenge the constitutionality of the arbitrary steps that were taken by the federal government to, you know, one day you're a legal firearms owner, the next day it's a prohibited weapon. And there's some citizens groups out there that are looking to challenge that or are challenging that. We're looking to see if we can help them out. That being said, with the policy side, I mean, 80% of the guns used in crimes are illegally brought into Canada from the United States. We hope that the federal government listens to us. We think that the focus should be on border security, not on hundreds of millions of dollars targeting law-abiding Albertans. We've told the federal government that. It fell on deaf ears. So that's why we're taking more responsibility at the province with respect to firearms.
All right, and I guess another question on that note as well is that obviously as an MLA, you've had an opportunity to host some Fair Deal panels yourself. Here's some of the thoughts of Albertans in your area of Calgary Elbow. What were some of the concerns that you were hearing over there as different sessions were being hosted across the province? What did you hear in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, people are frustrated with Ottawa. They don't feel as though Alberta's being respected in Confederation. You know, we don't mind contributing to the overall prosperity of Canadians. But when we can't develop pipelines, we can't provide for ourselves, we can't grow, then people get frustrated and people don't feel as though, why are we sending $20 billion a year to the rest of the country when the rest of the country won't work with us to grow and so we have a future here? So there's frustration there, and that's where the Fair Deal panel recommendations came out. You know, exploring setting up an Alberta pension plan, exploring setting up an Alberta Provincial Police Force, taking more responsibility for the chief firearms officer. That's what we're listening to Albertans about. We're doing a deep dive right now on some of the more complicated issues around pension and police, but there's a lot of merit to these ideas.
All right, awesome. And I guess one last question I have for you is that there was something you were, I know there was supposed to be an announcement that was made in Medicine Hat regarding tackling the issue of drugs, and that was postponed. Any idea when you hope to make that announcement?
We're hoping to be back in Medicine Hat next week, actually. We just had to put it off a couple of weeks just for some logistical issues, but we're hoping to be back there next week with our more detailed announcement. But this actually goes to show the good work that the Alberta Law Enforcement Response Team is doing across Alberta, from Peace Country all the way down to Lethbridge, Medicine Hat. I mean, they're doing amazing work going after organized crime. They just did a fentanyl bust, got drugs that could have killed thousands of people off the streets. Like, this is the type of strategic investments that we're making.
All right, awesome. As always, Minister, anything else you want to add before we let you go?
No, appreciate it, and I hope the weather is good up there for the upcoming long weekend.
Well, it is plus 26 right now. I'll take it. Thanks a lot, Minister.
All right.